This is a Grand Theft Auto release, midnight release. I'm Josh, this is Brendan. So what's up, Brendan?
What's up, everybody? If you are... Wait, how long a cord you got there?
It's a long cord.
If you are willing to play the trivia game to win an undisclosed amount of money on a GameStop gift card, raise your hand. Nobody wants to play for money. Nobody wants to play for money.
I got
it's
one.
GameStop.
I got two.
You got one?
Oh, we got three, four right
we
there.
Got,
let's go.
I got three. I need you, sir. You, sir. And
let's do
you,
this.
Sir.
Okay.
All right. Just these tell three. Us, I will get to more people
tell
very
us your,
shortly.
Tell us your name.
Jay Solomon.
Say it in the mic.
Jay Solomon.
And your name?
Caleb J.
Josh Lee.
Eric Sparks.
I will get to you, sir. I know you're excited.
You made it.
I'll remember you. You made
fair.
It. You can't yeah, play. You made it. How this will work is I will ask one question, and only these are to answer, no shouting or anything from the back. I will ask a question. I will give you a chance to answer it. If you can't, none of you can answer it. I will then do you some selections. Raise your hand when you're ready to answer. Don't just shout the answer out, and we'll attempt to pick the first person
He's
to
a
raise
former
a hand.
School teacher. That's right. The raising of the hand.
Yeah, the raising of the hand's important because we don't have buzzers because we're not prepared.
And he can't see if unless your
yeah,
hand is
right,
raised.
Right. Okay. So I'll ask the question first. If you're ready to answer, if you think you know the answer to the question, you may raise your hand and attempt an answer. If you answer incorrectly, you will have to step back into the line.
And I'll see who answers first.
Yeah, you're going to have to do that because I'm reading the question.
All right.
This first question involves Grand Theft Auto 4. That was the game you're not here to buy tonight. That's the one before. Name the graphics engine that Rockstar developed to make Grand Theft Auto 4. Name the graphic engine that Grand...
In the mic. You guys get the mic.
The Ragdoll effect?
I'm sorry, that's a good answer, but that's not actually the correct one. Sorry. Step back in the line. That's a great job, though. Any of the four of you want to attempt it?
Graphic engine.
Any of the four of you want to attempt it? Okay. We'll do it. Is it A, B, C, or D? Is it A, Frostbite? Is it B, Rage? Is it C, Blast Processing?
It's probably not that last one. Just guess.
B.
You win a GameStop gift card.
Thank you. We'll go back through the line. We might come
awesome.
Back to you guys.
Get that choker up in there.
All right, let's have four more.
Darius, please.
One, two, three, four. Come on, man.
D. Archie. Right there, Mohawk man.
I know everything about Grand Theft Auto.
You know everything about Grand Theft Auto.
He made the game.
He made the
game.
Come on, Link.
I know the name of the ex-producer.
You're the ex-producer? You know the name of the ex-producer? Okay.
Need two more?
How much money on a gift card?
I don't know, but there's money on it. I'll guarantee you that.
There's money on
there.
He's going to go in there and use it. Card
you can go use it right now.
Right now. Are these questions extremely hard?
Well,
this is our video game guy. They're
if you don't miss it, if nobody knows it outright, I'll do A, B, C, or D. So you can always just try it.
Okay. But you might not want to play in this round.
I know.
All right. Let's give it a go. Let's go.
Miley Cyrus, how easy are these questions?
You can see Miley Cyrus.
Well, he really likes Miley Cyrus.
I do too.
So, well.
She's my idol.
Hey, man. Well, I mean, it's okay that I can twerk better than her. It's not her fault. We'll just do you four since you're standing here. Come on up. We'll do a try.
Uh-oh. Are these your co-creators?
No. Say your name into the mic.
D. Archie.
Dustin.
Darius.
Xavier.
All right. Now, once again, I'm going to ask a question. When you're ready to answer it, raise your hand, and I will. Who are the first person to raise their hand, we will let them answer. If you miss it, if you're incorrect, you have to go back in the line. If none of you can answer it, I will try an A, B, C, or option to see if you can guess it. This question also concerns Grand Theft Auto 4. Did you guys play Grand Theft Auto 4?
I beat the game three times.
You beat the game three times.
Wow. Well, I beat it seven times.
Then you're familiar with the area in Grand Theft Auto 4 known as Alderney, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
New
what?
Jersey.
What?
Yeah!
Next question.
Let's
try again.
You know what? That
I don't know.
I don't know what we should do with that one.
Up to $50 is what they told us.
Oh my gosh, man!
Did you give him a gift card? He did. Yeah. Well, the question was going to be, what real life city is Alderney based off of?
How much is on here?
I don't know.
I need one person. I'll let you guys stay. I'll let you three guys stay because you did. You already. You haven't already played, have you?
No.
No, I'm Xavier. You just hop in there, okay?
All right, here we go.
Xavier.
Steven Youngblood.
All right. All right, Youngblood. Let's pull up another question. Let me switch to Vice City. Did you guys play Vice City? Some of you might be a little young to play Vice City. It's been a while. Well, yeah, it came out a long time ago. Vice City, man. Vice City, yo.
Here we go.
That's Liberty City.
That question's way too easy. I gotta go to another one. You guys are just, nah, you guys are smarter than that. That one's too hard, though.
He's bringing out the big guns.
3.8 right here.
3.8. Yeah, but you probably don't take a lot of classes on Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
But if you do, you'll probably answer this question.
Absolutely.
Can't help each other. Can't split the prize.
Oh, we didn't say anything.
Okay. I'll ask this question. When you're ready to answer, raise your hand. Try not to yell it beforehand. That last guy kind of got early. I didn't know what to do there.
It's fine.
That's fine.
He just had an answer.
He's amazing.
Of course, Grand Theft Auto Vice City came out on the PlayStation 2. In total, how many units did Grand Theft Auto Vice City sell? How many units total? Not yet. How many units total did Grand Theft Auto Vice City sell, sir?
What's the answer?
Units as in game consoles?
No, how many copies of the game were sold? How many copies of Grand Theft Auto Vice City were sold on the PlayStation 2?
You need to get multiple choice.
5.6 million.
I'm sorry. You'll have to step back in line.
Steven, oh my God.
Okay, give him multiple choice.
Let's do some A, B, C, or D. Or A, B, or C. That's easier, right? A, was it 8.5 million units? B, was it 9.8 million units? Or was it C, 5?
I'm about to go with B.
B is incorrect.
He says A.
You did say A. Let him have it.
You were close. You were close. All right.
That is 8.5 million people that bought Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Oh, here we go. Let's just give some of these jokers away.
You're a loser. Get out.
And talk to some folks.
How do you want to do that?
Oh, we're good. Who has played every Grand Theft Auto game? Everyone.
Now that's counting the Game Boy Advance ones, the Nintendo DS ones.
We still have people with hands up.
Still have people with hands up.
The man over there, there's no way. He's like 5. You're lying. You're fine. You were like in kindergarten when it came out. It's okay. No, no, you really. You played every Grand Theft Auto game. Every, video gamers lie all the time.
I've been playing Grand Theft Auto since the camera view was like this, and you had to press A to walk.
That's pretty early.
PlayStation, actually.
I know more about San Andreas than I do Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, this man says ask him a question. Ask him the best question you have.
Okay.
Worst one.
Okay, so
the best one would be the easiest one. Hey, didn't I go to preschool with you?
That's right.
I'm pretty sure you go to school with my daughter. Oh, you go to Tisch County? Yeah. No, you don't.
My daughter goes to Tisch County. She's only 17.
What? Her daughter goes to Tisch County. It's fine.
She's quite funny, Miss Wilson.
They can't help it. They can't
you
help.
Lose.
Derek, you suck, man. You are a loser. You didn't have a chance to win a $50 gift card.
Do you even know what the Grand Theft Auto logo is, bro?
Yes.
Actually, the Grand Theft Auto 5 logo is a Roman numeral 5.
Fortunately, this will be Grand Theft Auto related questions. I'm searching for the hardest one I can pull out of this list.
He one time licked his own elbow.
This one's pretty easy. I like this one, though. The three cities in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas were Los Santos, San Fierro, and Las Venturas. What three real-life American cities are those cities based off of?
Los Angeles.
Correct. It's two more.
The
three fictional cities are Los Santos, San Fierro, and Las Venturas.
San Francisco is one of them.
That's two down. You got one left.
San Diego?
No, incorrect.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Damn. It
was Las Vegas.
It was Las Vegas.
He said Las Vegas.
There's he did. He did.
Oh, he's talking about
Las Vegas. That's what I got. Yeah.
You know what? For getting two, give that kid a gift card.
Here you go, man.
Hey, man, for two of them, you get a gift card. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
You get a gift card.
What, you get two gift cards?
No, I just got one.
He just got one.
You have an iPhone, an Android phone. Who has the podcast app on your phone?
Right now, nobody.
If anybody has the Stitcher Radio podcast app on their phone right now, I will give you one of these. No, gotta put the phone up in the air right now, and you gotta show me the logo.
Nobody's gonna have that.
No, I know. Okay, see, nobody gets it then. But they're gonna go download it right now.
Yes, they are.
What? Two more questions. Let's do you in the green, you two over there, and you right there with the chain. Let's go.
How many did you call?
Them, and them. Good try, though. See if I know where this crap. All right. He's going to ask you a question. If you don't know the answer, no one knows the answer, he'll ask a multiple choice question.
I'll go with a GTA 4 question since it is more recent. You guys all play Grand Theft Auto 4?
Yep.
All right.
Some of you are clearly not old enough to play Grand Theft Auto 4, but that's beyond. Okay. That's neither that's here not nor there. Problem. That's not our problem. Not no, you're.
I'll say your name in the mic.
Money.
Chase.
Tyler.
Tyler.
Blake.
All right. Two Tylers. That's going to confuse me. I don't like that. It's but whatever. We'll let
Tyler
you stay.
Tyler one and Tyler two.
Now that one question's way too hard. Unless you know Russian names very well. Do you listen very often to the radio ads in Grand Theft Auto 4 when you're driving around? Every now and then. Grand Theft Auto 3 had a commercial for a company called PetsOvernight.com, where they would ship your pet in a box to you overnight, which is impossible. Grand Theft Auto 4 took it a step further and had BlankOvernight.com. What company was it? What did they ship you overnight? BlankOvernight.com. You have a
just the guess, Overnight.
No. No, but that's an awesome guess.
That's an awful idea.
No.
Wow.
No, that is incorrect.
That is a very Grand Theft Auto answer.
That's a Grand Theft Auto answer, but you got to step back in line. But props to that kid for attempting that. I think we have to bleep that for the podcast. I don't know. Nah, it's fine. It stays. I will now go to A, B, or C option. Is it A, babiesovernight.com? Is it B, puppiesovernight.com? Or is it C, lightningovernight.com? Your hand went up first. It is babiesovernight.com. Babies they will ship you a baby overnight in a box.com. Not a real company. Don't go there.
Yeah,
not a real baby. That one kid, just to clarify for you listeners, was like 8. So.
But not the one that said that.
No, not the one that said whores, but the other one was 8 years old. He was 8.
And he wants to do it. Come here. I have no idea. I was just giving to him. And Ole Miss. Let's go.
You picked the
easiest Grand Theft Auto question we could find. I don't know. Make it the easiest.
Oh, that's not the. No, that's not that I picked out.
Okay.
But, well,
right.
You know, I could do
all
this.
Right.
I guess.
Say your name into the mic.
Riley.
And yours.
Barry.
Derek.
Jake.
And Jake. All right. Let's go with this. I will go with an easy one. I shouldn't even have to do an option for this one. And raise your hand. Don't shout the answer out. Raise your hand and let us select you. Try to watch who raises it first. Name the real-life television show that Vice City is named after.
Right there.
Miami Vice. That was really unfair to you guys because you weren't alive when that show was on the TV. And I'm really sorry about that. But
it's Miami Vice.
But it's Miami Vice.
Very good. All right.
Don't go back and watch it. Not worth your time.
No, I don't even think it's on Netflix.
No. How many you got left?
I got one.
You got
can
one
I
left?
Somebody a question about Grand Theft Auto?
No.
Oh, you want to do
you
the
made the game.
For us?
You made the game.
I really do.
I think we do need to interview.
I know a good question, though.
What's okay. A good question?
All right, let me see. Hey, I have a bonus question. Someone want to answer it?
Probably.
Like, right there, you.
This is just for fun. You don't get anything on this.
Okay. Hey, you should definitely. This is going to be a hard question.
That's fine. This is okay. So not
say
mine.
Your name.
I'm the one with AJ. The story.
All right, AJ. On the game, Grand Theft Auto Vice City Stories, the main character, who is his brother?
Salvatore Leone.
Look at these. Multiple choice?
Michael J.
Yeah, you're going to do multiple choice.
All right. Carl Johnson, Lance Vance, or Tony's?
Where's Tony Stark, bro?
Lance Vance wasn't his brother, it was his cousin, you
Tony
dummy.
Tony Stark is Iron Man.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Lance Vance was his cousin, not his brother.
No, that was his
No, Lance Vance
was his
cousin.
Damn it, you gave ass away, man.
That was his cousin, not his brother.
That's why we do this show. Thanks a lot. This is why Brandon does it.
That's why, oh, this let's is why see. They do this show.
Let's pick out our last one. Let's see.
Now let me ask a question.
I got one more. No, you guys have all done it. You've done it too. Right there with the glasses. Yeah, you. Come on, Ole Miss.
Dude in the Mortal Kombat hat.
Ole Miss versus
Ole Miss. Let's see. Let's see. You in the red shirt. Let's go.
Yeah.
It will not be a girl.
I have a pretty good one. I have a good one that he might. I think we got this. I think we got this one.
Trying to have the battle. Right?
Okay.
Trying.
Say your name in the mic.
Lee Hobson.
Robert Etchison.
Jordan Copeland.
We have one more.
Eric.
He's been in a bit of work.
It's fine.
Once again, raise your hand. Don't shout the answer out. Raise your hand and we will pick who says it first. I may forget what game I'm on here. In Grand Theft Auto Vice City, there's the Kaufman Cab Company. Name the actor that the Kaufman Cab Company is named after. Here's a hint. He was in the television show.
Andy Kaufman. There you go. Awesome.
All right. Well, that is 10 gift cards given away to lucky winners.
10 gift cards.
We were promised there's money there.
Maybe. But you know what? That's not on us over at JustUsGeeks.com. And I don't think GameStop Dave would be like that. So
no, I don't. I think there's legitimately five American dollars on those gift cards.
At least legitimately five American or Botswanian or whatever it is.
They use rubies in India.
That's right.
As rubies.
They do use rubies in India. So we're getting ready here over at the old GameStop for the midnight release of Grand Theft Auto 5. You can always pick up your games on at midnight at GameStop for all your major video game releases for PS3, Xbox 360, and Wii U. No, you really can't do midnight release on those because they come out on Sunday. Make sure you keep checking out GameStop and JusticeGeeps.com for your daily dose of everything geek, from tech to Transformers, video games, especially video games, TV, music, and more.
And good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. So you got a gift card for being the first person in line to buy a Grand Theft Auto tonight. What's your name?
Seth Daniel.
Seth, how long you been playing Grand Theft Auto?
All my life.
Why were you the first person in line?
Because I wanted the game first.
What are you going to do when you get home? How long are you going to play this?
Till class in the morning.
Till class in the morning. Where's class at?
School.
Well, yeah, but...
College.
College, where you go?
Northeast.
Northeast. This is pretty much why...
What console did you play this game for?
PS3 and Xbox 360.
Both. Wow. Why?
Because I wanted it.
Nice. So, do you think that you're the ultimate Grand Theft Auto fan?
Probably.
Why? Tell me why.
Because I bought both.
Because you bought both.
That's a good reason.
That's a pretty good reason.
He's the best I know.
Yeah, all right. Have fun.
Thanks, all right. Go to JustUsGeeks.com. Listen to yourself on the podcast.
I just realized you've been calling me Link this whole time. I've been like, my name's not Link.
I know, but I'm about to ask you about that. What is your name?
Oh, my name is Dustin.
So, Legend of Zelda. Yeah. Why are you wearing a Legend of Zelda t-shirt to Grand Theft Auto 5 midnight release?
Well, to be honest with you,
was it the only thing clean?
That's fucking bullshit.
Yes.
All right.
I had to wash clothes this morning.
Yeah, but you own a Legend of Zelda shirt. Do you own a Wii U?
No.
Why?
I have no interest in the Wii U, to be honest.
Why? Well, you're wearing a freaking Zelda shirt.
I know. But the old Zeldas, that's the good stuff. Like Ocarina and, you know, all that. That's...
You know that they're actually releasing a Wii U bundle with Legend of Zelda Wind Waker HD.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so no love for Wii U at all. What was the last Nintendo system you owned?
The GameCube.
The GameCube?
Yeah, the GameCube.
And why did you stop with the GameCube?
I don't know. I just felt like, you know, for the GameCube, it just, all the games that were out there for, you know, PlayStation 2 and Xbox, it just, I don't know. I just became
Most important question, Xbox One or PS4?
I'll say this, hardcore 360 guy this generation, PS4 next gen, all the way.
Awesome.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is D. Archer here. I'm definitely going with the PlayStation 4. The Xbox One, you have to play to pay. We have to pay to play. And who wants to pay to play for everything? You know, who has internet just to play the game? When you could just easily just pop in a CD and play with your friend.
You could. You could do that. That's noble.
You know, split screening. What happened to selling games and buying used games, man?
You can still do that on Xbox One right now.
Really?
Yeah, they fixed all that.
Until they change it again.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a day one update.
Yeah, after they screwed everything up, Microsoft thought they could hit us. Oh, yes, we're going to fix that. But you know what? That shit can't be fixed. It can't be.
It can be fixed. Who said it can be unfixed, too?
Who said after the day one update? Because that's the kicker.
This is an actual podcast.
That's the kicker.
Yeah, I know. I'm hoping they hit the stop button.
Everyone.
No, it's still recording.
Really? So are you going to actually put this on the air?
No, probably not this. Probably all right. So, all right. All right. PS4 or Xbox One?
PS4.
Why?
I don't know. It's better.
Why is it better? It actually is better. It's actually twice as powerful as Xbox One.
What's up?
Yeah, it is. So why? Why are you buying a PS4? Are you going to buy a PS4?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you own a Wii U?
No.
Do you own a 3DS?
No.
Why?
No. I'm a Sony man.
Interesting. Fair enough. What are you buying Grand Theft Auto 5 on?
PS3.
PS3.
All right. PS3. Yeah, I just didn't.
Well, I mean, I don't see a point.
You can say whatever you want right now.
Pretty awkward when we talk.
Let's go.
Okay.
That's right. Just frame it. All right, so you're just now watching through the original Star Trek series. Did you see the new Star Trek movies by J.J. Abrams?
Yes.
And how does it compare to old retro Trek?
Well, you know, I'd seen some of the old Star Trek kind of here and there. I would say the thing that J.J. Abrams nailed was the relationship between Kirk and Spock. A lot of things changed around and, you know, things are a little different, but I like them. I think that, you know, the most important thing is that relationship, and I think he really nailed it.
So it came out last week that J.J. Abrams is not going to direct Star Trek 3.
Yeah.
The rest of the cast will return because they're under contract. What kind of direction do you think they're going to go in for Star Trek 3?
I don't know. I think...
That's kind of what we took the name for our podcast.
Yeah, I don't really know. I hope they go somewhere new because so far they've been kind of retreading old ground, but with a twist. I hope they just go somewhere completely new.
See some,
you know, some new adversaries, new everything. Let's break new ground.
This has been a Just Us Geeks interview.